another Masters in the books. And as we do after every major, let's call Tiger Woods. We have a phone number for the 15-time major champ. Give him a call. He did make the cut, but he didn't play very well over the weekend. And of those who made the cut, he finished last.
Hello?
Tiger Woods. Oh, hey, Tiger.
So fast.
How's it going?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
I'm in Augusta.
You're still in Augusta?
I'm still here, yeah.
Well, congrats on making the cut for the 24th straight time.
Well, thank you. I'm just sitting here having my breakfast of champions, even though I'm not a champion anymore.
What are you eating?
Fruit Loops and Skittles with chocolate milk in the bowl.
Man, that's a lot of sugar.
I know, I did so great. Now that my mommy says that I'm almost an adult, she says I can eat whatever I want.
Almost an adult.
Wow, what a treat.
You're almost 50.
Yeah, I'm so proud of myself that I made the cut. That's how low my standards have fallen.
Well, still, though, that's quite an accomplishment. That's 24 straight times. That's amazing.
24 straight. That's right. I like that you look at the positives.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to look at the positives. And I tell you, Scottie Scheffler won, and I like him. He seems like a pretty nice guy.
The best.
Anybody but Phil. That's always my big motto. And Scotty Scheffler, although he did kind of do this real high horse thing about how he's going to leave if his wife had a baby.
Well, I don't know if he was high horse, and I think he was
I doubt he would have laughed, but I heard that they already picked out a name if it was a boy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they were going to call it Rory.
Really?
Yeah, that way there was no way the baby would appear on a Sunday. That was their plan that they had made. But I do love Augusta. It's my favorite course. I love it so much.
Yeah, it's so great.
Yeah, because they don't allow cell phones here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the only course I can really cheat on a girlfriend without fear of someone taking a pic.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's great. I just love it.
Okay. Well, what about your game, though, that kind of fell apart?
Let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about the game. The game is not good. You know what's worse than my golf game?
Hmm.
Nothing. It is the absolute worst.
Well, you had to play extra holes on Friday, and it was really windy. It was just like the worst possible conditions for you.
Yeah, you're right. I take it back. Some things may be worse than my golf game. World War III, cancer, capers on steak. I don't know. I'm
running out of things.
But, my golf game's so bad, I've lost almost all my sponsors. No more big-time Nike contracts.
Yeah.
I'm just down to Chips Ahoy and Silly Putty.
That's who you're hawking now?
That's it. And, I mean, I'm glad Phil didn't win. Did you know that he finished higher than me, of course?
Yeah, he finished in front of you.
And did you also know that he's my son Charlie's favorite?
Yeah, we had Charlie on the show last week, and he told us that.
You did?
Yeah.
God, that hurts me so bad that Charlie likes Phil more than me. He says Phil is like the golf-related father he never had.
Oh, that's terrible.
That hurts.
I guess.
You know, it's tax day today.
Yep. Yeah.
I used to pay a lot of taxes.
Yeah?
Now I'm like in the lowest income bracket.
I bet you're still doing okay.
You know, speaking of dads, you know how I wish was still around to see me just barely make the cut?
I have no idea who.
Bye-bye.
Here we go.
The corpulent human orca who, before he was non-living and making my life a living hell by shooting a bazooka during my backswing, once got so horned up for girl parts that he prank called Vietnam pretending to be Korean and invited them to a birthday party, knowing that when Vietnam showed up to the bounce house place with a gift, there would be no one there, and then they'd get mad and they'd start a war between Japan and Germany called the Gulf War so that Earl could go around and sniff all the bar stools in Beijing opium den to trying to find an ovulating tie so they could chase her into a restroom where she escaped by getting a tall, speechless Native American to throw a water fountain through a barred window as she escaped into the night, where she hired a team of Clydesdales to pull a defunct go-kart through the Alps in in Nepal, where she hastily built a handmade glider so that one of the Clydesdales could take it to a glider shop and bring back another glider for her to take to the glider shop where she could choose another glider to shop for, and then she could get out of the Nepalese Alps when Earl chased her in a lawn chair tied to 14,000 balloons, and they flew all the way to Mount Rushmore, where Earl bent her over the nose of Teddy Roosevelt and got her enthusiastic written consent in triplicate, and his eyes rolled back in his head, and he ectoplasmed them so hard that they spilled out everywhere and made her lifeless, passed-out body slowly slide down off the nose of Teddy Roosevelt and into the passing hay wagon that was up under there. 9 months later, she squatted in the aisle of an arts and crafts store and fired out something that looked like uterine and vegetable soup, and swimming in the middle of it was a fully formed 15-time major-winning PGA wife-cheating fetus.
Jeez.
Jesus, hi.
It's always a war, scaling big mountains, but this is the first Teddy Roosevelt we've ever had in it.
Bye, Muir.
Bye. Good luck with your game. There he goes, Tiger from Augusta.